This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got about an hour left. We're here to answer all your gardening questions. So, we're going to be answering some of your calls in about a half an hour. Meantime, we have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us to give us some great things to be thinking about in February. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Now, we're getting some snow up here today. After 60 degree temperature, I know we, in the email, it's been 50 degrees for a couple days, so we're just thinking spring, but Mother Nature had another idea. But I still want to think spring because it's not that far away. I want to start thinking about a fertilization program for, you know, cool seasons, and you guys have a great product for this. Can you discuss that with us a bit?
We sure can. So we like to talk about, when we're talking about our natural alternative fertilizers, what's different about our fertilizers. So first of all, they were designed by an agronomist, and his focus is creating a healthy soil that the plants can live off on, kind of like the foundation of your house. The soil is the foundation for your plants. Everything that we put into the bag of fertilizer is useful to the plant. There are no fillers. A lot of the fillers that you find in other fertilizers are cheap and they have no value to your plants or your lawn. So we want to make sure that everything can be used and utilized by the plant. With a healthy plant, there is a higher resistance to disease and stress, making less pesticides needed. And when it does go through stress, you'll see that lawns that are treated with our fertilizer will respond better and quicker once the stress subsides. Now, I've talked about the fertilizer and how that can be like vitamins and probiotics for your plant to help them avoid going through stress. The fertilizer is like a food source for the plant, so it definitely needs the fertilizer to feed it, to make it grow. The nitrogen that we use in our fertilizer is from natural sources, and it is organic-based. So we're going to use a slow-release nitrogen that will feed your lawn over a period of time. It's like a lot of little meals throughout the growing season. And this will provide a uniform color to your lawn. So it's going to have a nice green up when it is treated with the fertilizer. And our fertilizer, unlike other fertilizers found at big box stores, does not have a high salt index, which means it will not burn or dehydrate the plant. So that's a good thing to make sure that your plants are not going to be burnt by the fertilizer. And you'll notice that most of our fertilizers have no phosphorus. Phosphorus is typically found in the soil, and additional phosphorus is a lot of times not needed. Sometimes it gets bound up. So this avoids excess phosphorus that can be gone into waterways. So we're trying to protect the waterways and the lakes and the oceans by not having excessive phosphorus used in the fertilizers. And the one thing that is key in our fertilizers is our fertilizers are fortified with fertilizer. The fertilizer will help to convert the essential elements that are already in the soil into a form that the plant can use to make food for them. So it's an efficient use of the nutrients that are in the soil. Our fertilizers also provide a necessary amount of potassium, which is important for the movement of carbohydrates and protein in the plant. It's going to strengthen the cell walls and help to increase disease resistance. And it's an excellent thing to have in the plant during times of stress. And, of course, our fertilizers have iron to help provide a rich green color to the plant. It's also packed with vitamins, amino acids, proteins, enzymes, and beneficial organisms to promote root growth. And all of this, again, like we said, was designed to create a healthier lawn for you to enjoy, make a thicker, healthier lawn, and want you to go out and enjoy it once the snow melts and the temperatures finally decide to stick around to the 60 and 70-degree temperatures that we've been seeing lately.
Definitely. We look forward to that warmer weather so we can enjoy it. And be able to put these fertilizers down in our lawn, get things taken care of. Now, you guys have a product that you can put into your program for the beginning of the season to take care of crabgrass and a couple others. And that's something that everybody out there is kind of, it's in their brain, we got to put crabgrass preventer down first. But after you take care of your lawn and get it growing, you won't have to use it as much. But those who need it, you guys have a good product for that, correct?
That is correct, and I agree 100% with you. You know, our goal is to build up the grass plant so that you're not needing the crabgrass reducers and to crowd out those weeds. But our crabgrass reducer is one that it is called our inhibitor. So when you're on our website, go to www.naturalalternative.com and click on lawn and look for our inhibitor product, and that is the crabgrass reducer. And what it is a fertilizer with a crabgrass reducer on it, and you want to use this prior to starting the full program. So you can apply this as soon as your ground is not frozen, and when there's not excessive water or laying on your lawn from the snow, and we want to make sure that it gets down to the soil where it can start doing what it needs to do to prevent the crabgrass from germinating. So like I said, you want to use this prior to starting the full program, and then after you've applied this, you can apply the first step in our fertilizer program, which is A1, about 6 weeks later. And our fertilizer, the five-step program, which is our cool season fertilizer program, that's the five-step fertilizer program that's designed to feed your lawn throughout the growing season. Each step in the full program will cover 6,000 square feet. And again, if you click on our website at naturalalternative.com and click on lawn, that'll take you to the cool season program. And again, we want your listeners to use the PPGC coupon code, and they will receive 10% off their purchase along with free shipping.
Awesome. Now, it's a great product to be using, this inhibitor, as your first, you know, step to your first application to really get it going. For the season, you know, like I said before, it's ingrained in our brains that we need to put crabgrass control down no matter what. And so if you really think you need to do it, the inhibitor is a great one for it, but then followed by the rest of the applications. Now,
yeah.
I want to touch briefly on this side of the break, and then we'll go on to the other side of the break with it, but ice melt. Now, a lot of us have used a lot of everything that we have, and it's snowing again today.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Nature has a mind of her own. So we could get another snowstorm. You never know. But we don't want anybody out there to be caught unprepared. So you guys still have some ice melt, right?
We do. We still have the green ice melt, the natural alternative ice melt. We are sold out of CMA until next season.
So it's definitely something that look to get it. It's not that, you know, if we were to order in the next day or so, it's usually by the end of the week we should get it. It might be a little delayed based on the supply chains, but still getting in this area by the end of the week if we were to order the next couple days, right? Or in the next day or two?
That is correct, yes. And we will ship it out UPS, so normal delivery times unless weather-related delays.
Yeah, it's a product too as well that it has a great shelf life, so you can keep it in the garage as long as it doesn't get wet or moisture in it, and you can store it for another season.
Absolutely.
I know in the past I had stored some over the winter. I'd already used part of the bag, came back to it, stored it in a dry, cool place, was perfect. No problems using it and use it again. I've said this, to you, and I've said to the listeners in the past couple weeks, I use the ice melt on my driveway on that last rainy ice storm. And I'll tell you, my driveway was actual driveway, whereas everybody else in my neighborhood was sheets of ice.
Wow.
So I highly recommend it. And I'm not just saying that because you're on the air. I've used it, and I love it. So,
thank you.
We're going to take a break here. We get back, I want to touch base on Protolizer because we'll have a few minutes to actually talk about it. So hang tight with me. We'll be right back.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are joined right now by Karen from Natural Alternative. We've been talking a little bit about some spring things, some fertilizer program for the spring. Something to do with crabgrass. We touched base briefly on ice melt. I wanted to use this next segment here to really talk about protolyzer. We haven't gone into depth on protolyzer in a while. We always kind of throw it on as we're going to talk about it, and we never get the chance to fully discuss it. So, for those of you who don't know what it is, I'm hoping, Karen, you could kind of explain it again for anybody who's just listening, because I think it is such an important product that we have out there.
Sure. So fertilizer is a unique blend of naturally occurring soil microbes which help protect the root systems from antagonistic soil-borne organisms. So they will actually colonize around the roots to protect the disease and such that want to attack the plant. It's going to naturally stimulate plant growth. It's going to accelerate root development for an overall plant health. And it helps to convert the essential elements that are in the soil into forms the plant can use, such as like nitrogen and phosphorus. It is OMRI listed, and it is, there are so many different beneficial microbes in our plant, in our fertilizer, and they each do so many different things, such as, you know, enhances the plant growth, nutrient cycling. It decomposes organic matter and any pesticide residue that might be in the soil. It's going to help to break that down. It helps to fix the nitrogen so it doesn't volatilize into the atmosphere, so it's there when the plant needs it. There's so many different things that this can do. It's definitely going to help the plant health. It's going to provide bigger blooms, brighter blooms, and when you're looking at starting your seeds and your plants for your gardens this year, this is an excellent product to use to get that seed to germinate and to be able to make a healthy plant when you're transplanting it into the soil from starting it inside. I know a lot of your listeners are starting to think about planting, and they started some of their seedlings. And this is an excellent time to use this. I mix it in with the soil. I water it in after I plant and mix it with it's just a scoop or a half an ounce of the fertilizer to a gallon of water, and just water it in. And when you're transplanting or starting new seedlings, what we recommend is using it every 2 weeks or at least a month. And then once the plant has started to take off, you can go ahead and just use it once a month. We have different sizes available. We have the half-ounce packets. We have a 6-ounce container and the 4-pound container. For me personally, now that it's the spring is starting to come around, I'm looking at that 4-pound container thinking I have to get my garden growing with all my vegetables, plus I'm feeding my roses and my rhododendrons and my azaleas. So I'm using it across every different type of plant I have, whether it's inside or the plants I have on the inside of the house.
Now, it's a great product, but, you know, the one thing that I think some people confuse it with is that it's a fertilizer, when in actuality, it's not. It works with your fertilizer, correct?
Correct. Yes, that is true. It's like I mentioned earlier in the program, the fertilizer is going to feed your plants, and they need that food. The fertilizer is like vitamins and probiotics to help make it the plant a healthier plant, like you would take for your body, the vitamins and probiotics. This is what your plants need to make them help to ward off stress and increase the root growth and development as it's growing.
And it so does it,
have...
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish on up. I'm sorry.
I was going to say it does have trichoderma in it, so this is what is going to help to reduce the disease that your plants can see and take on, and it also helps to reduce the need for pesticides. So, you know, everything we're looking at is trying to grow a healthy plant that can sustain itself without needing pesticides, because we definitely don't want to put more down than is needed, and we don't want it going into the soil.
Definitely. Well, Karen, I appreciate all the information, and I know our listeners do as well. I hope you have a great rest of the day and enjoy Valentine's Day. All right. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin still keeping his cards close to his vest as the world wonders if he will invade Ukraine or choose diplomacy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he should do the latter to avoid severe consequences from the West.
The way for Moscow to show that it wants to pursue that path is simple. It should de-escalate rather than escalate. And it should not only talk about seeking a diplomatic outcome, but actually work one.
Could be the hottest Super Bowl ever today, with temperatures expected to hit about mid-80s in the L.A. area. Previously, the hottest Super Bowl on record was Super Bowl VII in 1973. It was in Los Angeles, and it hit 84. The New York Stock Exchange has dropped its COVID mask requirements on the floor, and now investment banks are dropping them as well. This is USA Radio News.
A major storm system, another one, now expected to bring snow and ice and powerful thunderstorms to nearly a dozen states in the Central Plains and the Southeast over the next few days. Forecasters say New Mexico to Colorado and into northern Illinois and Wisconsin will be on the west side of the storm, so they'll be getting the snow, the rain and thunderstorm activity likely from Houston to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Travelers across the region expect changing weather conditions by Wednesday with also very strong winds and a possibility of flooding. Canadian police are now taking steps to try to break up a trucker protest at a busy border crossing with the United States. They have begun clearing the blockade on the Ambassador Bridge to Detroit, Michigan. They've been protesting vaccine and mask mandates. L.A. County Coroner is now saying 47-year-old former Major League Baseball player Jeremy Giambi has died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. He may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. A bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Dot is in Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thanks for taking my call again. I'm calling, you would help me in the fall about cleaning out the old garden area that I got all overgrown, and I didn't get a chance to plant the ryegrass, which you would recommend it, and I have, yep. And it's just, what is the earliest I can plant it in this area? It's just like a cover grass, and should I put a line before I spread it?
I mean, you can put the lime down before you spread it. That's not a problem. Or you can put it after you put it down. I like to put anything like that down prior to any type of seed I'm putting down. So that way I'm walking less over the seed.
Okay.
So I'm not, you know, harming it in any way or moving it with my feet. You know,
okay.
So if your feet are wet, sometimes if you walk over seed, it can move it, and then you almost have, like, footprints where they should have been.
Right.
So
okay.
That's why I would
What's
say the lime. Well,
what's the earliest I do the lime and then the ryegrass then?
There's no, like, specific date. I can't say this is the exact date. But what I will say is when you start seeing temperatures kind of balance off a little bit, not this 60 degrees to 20 degrees type
exactly.
thing. We want to have maybe less than a 20 degree change in temperatures when it's above 40, right?
Okay.
So the thing about it is with the ryegrass, it is a cool season grower, so it can take some of the colder temperatures. But the problem is the ground, even though we've had some warm temperatures, is still frozen.
Right.
So there's not a lot of activity going on underneath it. So what I would look to do is, at this point, I'd probably wait in at least till March, right? Usually in March, we get some snowstorms, but we don't get, it's not, historically, we don't get a lot of snow at that point. And if we do get snow, it's minimal.
Right, and they'll thaw, later on. Okay.
Yeah, so I'd be waiting a bit.
middle of the end of March. And one, just one other quick question.
Sure.
What is transplanting an old, one of the old grapevines that I did keep for old time's sake? What's the best time to transplant that? Do I have to wait till after Memorial Day? Just one. I'm putting it on a single stake. You know, what's the best time to plant that or transplant it?
I would do it at the end of the winter, beginning of spring, because the plant is still dormant. So it hasn't started to shoot up any leaves, et cetera. You know, it's better to do it before all that happens. Because what will happen is, say the buds start to swell up or start to form leaves, et cetera, it can shock the plant completely. So if you can, you know, once you can get a shovel in the ground and get into the ground a bit, then you can move it. You know, get the new spot ready. Get some compost, get some, you know, some starter fertilizer, like a Biotone, to help with the transplant shock. But it's definitely...
And mix that into the soil that's there. Okay.
Exactly.
I don't want to take up my, because you don't have much time left. And I thank you. I'm going to probably do that then right before I go out and do the ryegrass a week or two.
Awesome.
Before. Thank you again. Bye.
Dot. Bye-bye. All right. I know we got some more calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Patty's in Sandwich.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So yesterday it was really nice here. It was probably up in the 60s, and today it's snowing. But I, we have a walkway where I have tulips, and they've been in the ground for about 3 years now.
Okay.
And last year, when I pulled the mulch off, I think I pulled the mulch off too late, and I didn't have a lot of blossoms. And last year, when I finally pulled the mulch off, it was probably the end of March, beginning of April. They weren't really green. They were sort of, they were just a really light green. They didn't look very healthy. But they all came up, and they were beautiful. But again, I didn't have a lot of blossoms. So yesterday, I decided to take a peek and to see what was going on. And I pulled out the mulch on the tulips, and they're starting to pop up, and they're nice and green. And I said, gosh, I think I'm going to take all this mulch off now. And my husband said, I think it's a little too early. So I said, you know what, let's call Paul and see what he says. I wanted to just, like, pull all the mulch off. We have a long walkway with beautiful tulips. I just want to take that mulch off now, so in hopes that we'll have more blossoms this year. What's your thought?
I hate to say this, especially right before Valentine's Day, but your husband's right.
Okay. That's okay.
He's no, I would wait some time. Honestly, I think we're right now in like that false spring, if you will. We're getting ready for it, but those cold temperatures going up and down, I think another week of this, I mean, I'm looking at temperatures, you know, and I'm on the northern part of the state, but in the Cape warms up a little bit differently. But if I look at the daily temperatures after Thursday and Friday, it looks like the temperatures are going to start to go back to where it's going to be in the 30s and 40s. At that point, it's starting to get a little bit better time frame for you to remove that mulch. I would probably wait until like the 1st of March. The 1st of March is probably the time to do it. And the reason being is usually in March we will get minimal snowfall. We just don't know what's going on with Mother Nature. I mean, the Cape down there got hit with almost 3 feet of snow a couple weeks ago. And that usually doesn't happen. It's usually more northern. The Cape is, you know, it's a different zone than the rest of Massachusetts. And so it's not used to it. So I don't want to say do it now because I'm afraid of what could happen with Mother Nature. And it could turn. So at least another week to 2 weeks before I would really pull it off. You know, it's where I am. The next couple days are in the low 30s, high 20s. It'll warm up for the weekend, but then it's going to go back down into the 40s. So at that point, you know, any time frame between then and the first of March is when I would remove it. And I wouldn't remove all of it. I'd remove, you know, if you have a couple inches, maybe remove an inch so it still has something so it can warm up. Because we just don't know what Mother Nature is going to do when it comes to the cold weather. And looking at a long-term forecast, I mean, the weather changes so often, you just don't know if that's going to stick.
Okay, that's a really good idea that you just had, is maybe remove an inch and then leave a little, because when I mulch, I put on a couple of inches on all my beds.
Yeah, so
I never thought of that. Yeah.
So I'd wait, you know, to the end of this week. It might be easier to do as well because, you know, Thursday, Friday is going to be warmer. Because right now it's going to freeze again overnight. So it's going to be hard to remove some of this. So at the, you know, next weekend, remove about an inch so that it still has some covering. It still has some insulation. And then from there, about a couple weeks later, pull some more mulch off.
Okay, that's a great idea. Can I do the same thing with my gladiolas, or is it a little, or usually on my gladiolas I wait until April, May. Should I just continue to do that with the glads? Because they seem a little more,
They love the heat. That's why they flower in, you know, July and August, usually. So I would protect them longer. Whereas the tulips, they are more cool weather. They'll deal with it, tulips, daffodils, all those spring bulbs will deal with some cold temperatures, but they want to be like brought into it gradually. So that's why I'd wait on the glads maybe till April, mid-April, and then remove it. I'd do the same process, right? Remove like an inch, let it get acclimated, and because sometimes if it is frozen on the top couple inches, you can do some damage to the bulbs.
Yeah.
So by taking an inch off where it's above the actual bulb, it's not going to rip the bulb. It gives the next layer a chance to thaw out a bit, so it's an easy removal. We're not disrupting the root system underneath. We're not disrupting all of that. So I think you'll be okay. One other thing that I'd love to see you be able to do is once you've removed all of the mulch that's on there, throw down some superphosphate over all your bulbs. The superphosphate, that middle number, is going to push some new growth into it, some new flowers, and help them get a little bit stronger. And I think that's really going to help you.
When I put down the superphosphate, do I have to water after, or can I just put it, so I'll just put it all along the walkways because there's a lot.
You could scratch it in a little bit if you wanted to, but watering, you could try to use, you know, if look when it's going to rain and have it do it at that point, because not everybody has their, you know, their hoses all set up, especially with the temperatures. So it's not necessary to. It's not something that's going to burn by sitting there. So if you can water it, maybe try to get Mother Nature to do it for you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Yeah,
all right.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, all that information. Thanks.
No problem, Patty. Have a great one.
Okay. Yeah,
bye-bye.
You too. Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
All right, our number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And day before Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's to everybody for tomorrow. Hope you get to enjoy it with or without a loved one. Hey, you can have fun on Valentine's Day by yourself too. It's just a nice, happy celebration in the middle of winter. You know, depending upon who you talk to, they can look at it and say it's a Hallmark type holiday. But I think with the colors of flowers, bouquets everywhere in the local florists and garden centers, just bringing that color gets you ready for spring. So think the positive out of it. It's definitely great. Go to a local garden center that has flowers today, tomorrow, to buy your flowers. You probably, if you already ordered online, just realize any flowers you bring in that if you ordered it from one of the, you know, websites that's going to be delivered, just went through this snowstorm. So they might not last as long. It might get really cold, have some freezing issues. So just be aware. So if you do get that box, open it up. Check it out first, because you don't want to open it up and give dead flowers. So that's why we say go to your local garden center, your local florist, to really get the best quality flowers. Now with roses, they always like a fresh cut before they go into water. So make sure, and we used to do this at the garden center when we had the family nursery. You would cut the roses underwater so they could absorb water right away. It made them last a bit longer. The other thing you can do to keep the water cool, put an ice cube a day in there just to keep it cool so it doesn't get too warm in the vase. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Coming up on the last segment. So we'll wrap up the show and be ready for the week to come. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are only a few minutes left in the show. We're definitely, excited that we're getting closer to spring here. So that's what we've really been talking about. And looking forward to that. And we, you just got a call on the line. So I want to get into that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you. I am the lucky recipient of three pots of forest bulbs. The first one came in December. It's gone by. I deadheaded all the plants, and I'm keeping it watered until the leaves die back. There were no instructions in the delivery for how to hold the bulbs over until they can be planted outdoors. They did say, and I know, that the bulbs are exhausted because they just bloomed, and they may not bloom outdoors next year. Obviously not this year. But I need to know how to care for the bulbs now until I plant them, whether to water or not, fertilize or not.
So you're definitely on the right track here by when you said you're continuing to take care of them until the leaves start to die back, which is the exact thing to do. You want to make sure that you don't, stop doing everything while it's still technically growing and active. So once the leaves start to turn brown and naturally start to die back, what I would do is cut the leaves down and then slow down on the watering almost completely, maybe once every other week or so.
Okay.
The reason why we're doing that is you're giving them a dormant period. You're giving them a time to rejuvenate and get some of those nutrients in there. Now, do you know which variety of plants they were that was sent to you?
Oh, I've gotten a lot of different ones. I had tulips, daffodils, grape hyacinths,
okay.
Crocus.
So tulips, daffodils, all those need a winter dormancy period once they've done flowering. So this is the perfect time for that to happen. So I would say keep it in a cooler area once the leaves have gone by. I wouldn't put it in an unheated garage as long, you know, you could as long as it doesn't freeze in there. You want it to stay above 30. If not, like a basement or an area where it's not as warm, because you want them to be dormant. You want them to slow down and, get the nutrients back into the bulb, because it's put all these nutrients out into the plant, into the flower, etc. You want to make sure it gets it back, so when you do put it outside, it's going to be viable. So you slow down on the watering, maybe every other week. Once the temperatures start to warm up a bit where they're more consistent, you slowly bring that container outside during the day. Then bring it in at night, so it gets used to the temperatures outside. And then once it's really like hardened off, where it's spent at least a week of this in and out and then outside, then you can put it into the ground. I would say you're probably looking at the end of April, beginning of May.
Oh, definitely in New Hampshire, we're at least 3 weeks behind you guys.
So you're looking probably towards the end of May.
Yep.
But it's the getting it used to the temperatures outside is a huge thing to harden them off and make them stronger that way. Now, they might not flower for you this season, and they most likely will not flower this spring. But do realize that...
Yeah, I don't expect anything until a year from now.
Exactly. And so a year from now, they'll probably flower and get everything ready for you. But definitely, towards the end of May, that's when I get them into the ground. Alrighty?
And with bulb fertilizer, right?
Yeah, you could use a bulb tone or bone meal, one of those, without a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Alright, Chris, you have a great one.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to do it for today. We appreciate everybody who called. Until next week, get out there or in there, plant something, be good to each other, and happy Valentine's Day. See ya.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.